In 1650, an outbreak of the plague caused more than 1,000 deaths in Girona. The city authorities saw it as a divine punishment, and they entrusted Saint Sebastian, a special protector against this disease. The work we have in front of us was commissioned in 1652 as an act of thanksgiving after the epidemic. Recent studies have revealed that the artist commissioned was one of the most outstanding sculptors of his time, Giuseppe Tramulles.
This carved piece is the absolute protagonist in this single-panel altarpiece. In it, we see a group of men, dressed in part in 17th-century fashion, tying a semi-naked man to a tree. He is Sebastian, a Roman soldier who had converted to Christianity. Emperor Diocletian had then ordered a unit of archers to execute him. Above a cloud, one of the angels shows the saint the palm he will receive after martyrdom. Tramulles carved the wood in high relief, with some details strongly protruding. Gestures seem to be caught in flight, a hand tightening a rope, eyes looking up, an arm being raised and dragging the rest of the body with it. Such dynamism is exactly what you'd expect from a Baroque work and a master sculptor like Tramulles.
Giuseppe Tramulles' altarpiece was stored in municipal offices. After a number of years, the city council contracted Anton Barnoya to finish it. That is, to paint and gild the panel, and also to complete the structure of the altarpiece. The finished work was finally installed in the chapel of the former hospital of St. Catherine in 1679.
The gilding includes some remarkable estofado work, for example, on the saint's loincloth and the executioner's clothing. Estofado is done by painting over gold leaf and partially scraping off the paint layer.